at your clerk's office right up until 4 p.m. on Monday, the day before the election. You can go in, file an application for an absentee ballot, receive your ballot, and vote right on site. After 4 p.m., then the clerks will need to close out the poll books in preparation for the in-person election on Tuesday. But even after that, if you've already received an absentee ballot, you can still vote that ballot right up until 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, November 2nd, as long as you drop it off at the city clerk's office or in one of the drop boxes in your city.
And if you're not yet registered showing up at the polls, what happens then?
If you're not yet registered, you can absolutely register on election day, but you have to go to the clerk's office. And the law is that if you are in line at the clerk's office by 8 p.m. on election day, you can register to vote and receive your ballot and vote right on site.
Okay, so not too many reasons why this couldn't happen and shouldn't happen, I'll put it that way. When we think about all the people behind the scenes, and I'm not even just talking about the representatives that are being paid to count ballots and, you know, the clerk treasurer and so on involved in this at the city level, but at the volunteer level. One of my favorite things about going to the polls is getting to see those sweet people that I see every time I go that you don't get to see very often because they're there as committed citizens, and they're there because they feel like they want to be a bigger part of the process than simply casting a vote. And so I just always appreciate that. In terms of, COVID protocols and so on, I'm sure every district is doing things a little bit differently, but we certainly know that in-person is absolutely available and accessible. And there are some rules for what you can and can't do when you're there by way of politicking, if you will, campaigning outside and certainly not inside those facilities. But if somebody is just feeling a little overwhelmed with the information, I don't know if I'm allowed, what should I do? Do I wear a mask? Where do I go? That kind of stuff. The beauty of the League of Women Voters is that you're sort of a stepping stone for those resources. And it's easier than you might think. So tell us exactly how we can find out answers at the last minute if we decide and hopefully make the right decision that we want to be involved in this process.
Are you looking for answers about polling places or?
Potentially that. What I need to bring with me, the time.
Do I need to wear a mask?
What
time should I show up? All those questions.
Well, you can find information about your polling sites and the polling hours and, of course, all of your candidates and the races on the ballot at vote411.org. That is our online voter guide site that we maintain before every election.
And that applies to not just Dearborn Heights, but for listeners who might be in Inkster, Garden City, Allen Park, whatever, they can go to vote411.org and find out the candidates on their specific ballots. But yeah, please continue. Sorry.
That's okay. No, it's good advertising for us.
Yeah.
you can also check mi.gov/vote to see if your absentee ballot has been issued or received and get other information about the polls. For city-specific poll information, I would contact the clerk's office to find out about masking requirements, et cetera, because things do change. And I do work the polls, and last year in November, masks were required. Well, workers were required to wear masks. We could strongly encourage voters to wear masks. Back in August of this year, there was less of a requirement to wear them because we have the vaccines out now. But with Delta, I think it's good practice, but it's up to the clerks and the cities to decide whether or not they want to enforce that rule.
Okay. Vote411.org is absolutely a resource that I use it in my classes, as an instructor to share citizenship and so on. And it's just a wealth of information. It's so wonderful. And this is, I think, one of the legacies that the League of Women Voters has the right to be very proud of, is being that stepping stone again from the community member to all of the community resources and all the options. Some people say, I'm not going to vote because I don't know how I should vote. I don't know who to pick. I'm just picking names. I'm just picking all the people that sound like people with friendly names or so. I've heard some crazy stories. So we don't have to do that with these resources, right, Jen? And I'm sure you hear that sometimes as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I agree with you that it is important to get the information out there. And I kind of look at our voter guides and Vote 411 as evening the playing field a little bit. Everybody gets the same slate of questions. They get the same amount of space to give their responses, and they get to respond in their own words. So as you've said, it gives the voter the information that they need to make an informed choice, and it kind of gets them past the, oh, I recognize that name because they were the incumbent, or somebody I went to school with had that name. So I agree with you in that regard. But yes.
Thank you. We're enjoying a conversation today with the, and I hate to say new because you've been doing this for a little while now as president of the League of Women Voters, Dearborn Heights, but new to our airwaves, Jen Oliver joining us today on the WHFR Journal. And we do hope that you've been enjoying the information we presented the past couple of weeks with some insight to the candidates, some meet the candidates kind of things, get to know those people that are vying for your vote so they can help represent the community that you live in and they can serve to the best of their ability. The League of Women Voters has some muscle in terms of some other things. And I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about this. I'm sure Alan will agree. Been reading so much about the concept of redistricting and how potentially that is sabotaging, maybe too strong a word, but I don't know, maybe that's appropriate, the voices of community members to be heard. And so this is one of those things that while it's not partisan, some might say it's a little bit political, but certainly important and something that you all have been spending some time on just to make sure that we're being informed and active in this process. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with the redistricting process, Jen.
The current process with the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission is the culmination of all of the work that started in early 2017 to look at our state's gerrymandering issue to make sure that voters would have more access to their government and that the districts would be more fairly allocated and avoid skewing towards in favor of one party or another. So right now we're in the process where the commission is starting to draw up maps. They've been gathering information for the last several months and we're getting into the public hearings on those maps. So the plan is to have the maps drawn up before the elections next fall, the midterm elections for representatives.
Are there any other things in Dearborn or Dearborn Heights that our voters might need to know about as we head towards November 2nd?
Yeah, I think the one thing I would remind Dearborn Heights voters about in particular is that you will be voting for the same slate of mayors in two different races to fill out the partial term, which runs through the end of this calendar year, and then the next four-year full term, which begins in January. So don't be confused if you see the same list of names twice on your ballot. And then similarly for city council, you will have six candidates running for four-year terms, and then another two-year candidates running for a two-year term. So you need to vote in both of those races on your ballot.
How does that work?
That will be the same three candidates running for both that very short 6-week partial term at the end of this year, plus the next 4-year term.
Well, we're so glad that you're keeping track of all this stuff for us, Jen, with the League of Women Voters, because it really is a lot. And if we look at all the, you know, sort of drill down to the nuts and bolts here, it can be a little intimidating, but we certainly don't want that to stop anyone from doing some research. And the vote411.org site is actually very self-explanatory. I think it's very easy to follow. Again, used it a number of times. And it's just, we need to make sure that the people that are going to be impacted the most from these decisions are the ones that are making the decisions. And that's you and me. That's us. That's the community members. And so there is no reason that I can think of to not exercise that right and that responsibility, as we call it. So with great power comes great responsibility, to quote one of my favorite superheroes. So what are you going to do on November 3rd, Jen, you personally? And that's the day after the election. Hopefully we'll have results that night. Sometimes it's a little too close to call, but you going away on an island somewhere for a week or so. I'm sure this has been a very hectic time for you.
It has been a very hectic time. It's very exciting. I plan to sleep in that morning because I will be working the polls, as I said, so I'll probably be at City Hall until 10 p.m. or later that night, the night before. And then I will just be watching for the news to come out because I find this all so interesting.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, you're in the right place. There's no doubt heading our League of Women Voters, Dearborn Heights chapter. Clearly, you're passionate about all of this, as are, you know, all the members. And how about a quick plug, if you would, to see about maybe getting some people involved in the organization itself?
Oh, absolutely. We are always looking for members. Anyone age 16 or older is welcome to join. Right now, we're holding virtual meetings, but please join our, you know, come to our website to see what's going on and to see what's coming up in the future.
Great. And again, just because we have the name Women Voters in there doesn't mean that this is only open to women.
Oh, no. We have plenty of men in our ranks, and they are great and faithful members. We are glad to have them.
A different question. For those, again, it might be too late, interested in becoming poll workers. You mentioned that you had been a poll worker yourself. What's the process for that and becoming involved in that?
It's actually very simple. There is a form that is usually on the city clerk's website, or it can be downloaded, I believe, on the Secretary of State's website, because it's the same form used for all municipalities across the state. Fill that out, submit it to your city clerk, and if they have need of poll workers, they will contact you. And then you'll have to go through some training, and then you show up at 6 a.m. on election day and work the polls.
Jennifer Oliver, it's been great to hear your voice on the forums that we've run over the last couple of weeks. But it's for those obviously who are listening, they can't see you in person, but it's great to meet you virtually in person to be a part of our interview today.
It's been wonderful to meet you, Alan, and you too, Susan.
Thank you so much. Sure appreciate your time. And to all of the members of the League, both past at the top and present, and every single member, we thank you. And we appreciate your commitment to keeping us informed and helping us make good choices as we move into this process. And certainly we encourage you on November 2nd to exercise that right and make the right decision and vote in this election.
This is the WHFR Journal. I'm Alan Mazurek. Susan McGraw, and I would like to thank Jen Oliver for stopping by for a few minutes on today's edition of the program. And, of course, we want to thank the League of Women Voters Dearborn Heights for giving us access to all of this informative material to help you make your decision when you cast your ballot for the November 2nd election. We've got one more election forum to go as we wrap up our pre-election coverage, and this one is about the Dearborn City Charter Commission. Now, by law, the question has to be asked of Dearborn residents every 10 years whether or not they want to seat a city charter commission, which will then review the city charter and decide whether there are any recommendations that they want to have put before the voters regarding that city charter. Now, this is one of those that it's very important to listen to because it can be a little bit intimidating. There's going to be 21 names on the ballot in Dearborn, and voters get to choose up to 9 of them for the city charter commission. We're going to have to jump right into it because there's not a lot of time and there's a lot of people to hear from. So let's turn things over and jump right in with our Dearborn City Charter Commission candidate forum presented by the League of Women Voters Dearborn Heights here on the WHFR Journal. Leslie Wimless is our moderator.
There are 22 candidates whose names will be on the November 2nd ballot as candidates for the Dearborn City Charter Commission. You may vote for up to 9 of them. Because of the number of candidates, the League decided to hold a Meet the Candidates event. We offered each candidate up to 3 minutes and asked them to, 1, introduce themselves to the community, 2, explain what qualifies them to serve on the Charter Commission, and 3, explain why they are running and what their priority issues are. Now we will begin meeting the candidates. First up, we have Albert Abbas.
Thank you to the League of Women Voters for allowing us to share our platforms. As you're aware, I'm running for Dearborn City Charter Commission. My friends know me as a dedicated father of 4 children, 4 boys in the Dearborn Public Schools. My wife, Joanne, is a nurse practitioner that also proudly serves our children in the Dearborn Public School System. I've been a lifelong resident for 45 years in Dearborn, having lived in every corridor of Dearborn, from the South End, East End, and now in the West End. I am seeking this position to leverage my well-rounded educational and professional background while having the capacity to ensure that we create solutions to everyday governance before they can manifest into major problems. and have no interest in using this position as a stepping stone to a more appealing role in city council or any other city position. I'm a product of Dearborn Public Schools and a graduate of the University of Michigan, Dearborn. I've also obtained my MBA degree from the University of Phoenix. I've served on two subcommittees with the Dearborn Public Schools under the leadership of Dr. Glenn Malenko, and I also currently chair the educational committee for the Dearborn Community Council. I have worked and managed a district in Michigan for Sharing Plow Pharmaceuticals. I've worked alongside school and city officials to make this city more transparent and more of a sustainable city. My vision is expansive as it tackles the problems and intricacies that we face as a community and includes a plan to explore all options guaranteeing transparent and accountable sustainable government. I've decided to run for City Charter Commission to help tackle the issues that affect our residents the most. Most of these issues I have faced myself. Our charter hasn't been revised in the past 12 years. There are some aspects of the charter that need to be explored or adjusted with the changing times. I feel like we can do a better job, number one, with balancing the power within our city government. Right now, our mayor has the power to elect 219 city commissioners and or department heads, and that's a lot of power for one individual to have. We also need to explore the assessment process in Dearborn, as there's too much subjectivity and gray area that has stifled the growth of our city. It's encouraged people to do work on their homes without pulling the permits or going through the proper channels. We need to explore options that encourage residents to invest in Dearborn without the fear of being taxed out of Dearborn. When more people invest in their homes, we can build a larger tax base, and that would help alleviate some of the pains that the city has. Another obstacle that we have with city charter is that it's imperative to look into some term limits of its elected officials.
Not that time. Sorry, my camera froze, I believe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Albert.
Thank you.
Our next candidate is going to be Hassan Abdallah.
Thank you to the League of Women Voters for their continued service to our community and hosting this event tonight and highlighting a critical race in the upcoming election. My name is Hassan Abdallah, lifelong resident of Dearborn, where I was born and raised and a product of Dearborn Public Schools. I completed my bachelor's from Wayne State University, getting a degree in economics and finance, and my law degree at the Thomas M. Cooley Law School. My wife, Samara, and I are raising our two girls here in Dearborn, and my candidacy for Charter Commission is an extension of my years of service through philanthropic and volunteer work and as a youth mentor of football coach. My parents immigrated here decades ago and raised all 11 of their children here, and I'm proud that my entire family calls Dearborn home. I've spent my entire professional career working in corporate and government compliance, currently servicing as the regulatory compliance officer for Health Alliance Plan. I am the co-founder and former executive director of the Safe Substance Abuse Coalition, a Dearborn nonprofit aimed at addressing the opioid and substance abuse issues within our community. I also serve as a civil mediator within the city to help mitigate and resolve personal, civil, and small business claims. And I'm a firm believer that in order to progress as a single community, we must roll up our sleeves and do our part. And that is why I decided to run for the City Charter Commission. I think there are both technical and intangible skills necessary for a qualified commissioner. First, serving on the commission requires a great deal of discipline and the willingness to listen to others to make clear, concise, and tough decisions that ultimately are in the best interest of our city as a whole. My experiences have uniquely positioned me to succeed and lead in these areas. My academic background and professional experience as a regulatory compliance officer require the ability to remain objective and impartial in my decision-making. If I'm elected, I plan to listen to my colleagues and the public with the intent to learn and make calculated decisions that will serve the best interests for all of Dearborn. Second, commissioners will be presented with and required to digest a great deal of information from city officials, outside parties, and the public, including data, financial information, and impacts provisions within the charter have on vital city functions, such as our taxes, city elections, and public safety. In my current position, I'm required to do this every single day. I review a set of facts, circumstances, and data, and required to make decisions that are calculated, centered, and disciplined. Ultimately, decisions that are supported by statistics, legally sound, and deliver positive outcomes for an entire community. Lastly, I believe in order to be successful as a commission as a whole, we must come in with a unified mindset and not serve any individual interest. For me, I take seriously the level of work, research, and collaboration the commission will require. I'm dedicated to seeing this process through and believe my skill set I utilize every day will translate effectively in my work as a commissioner. In regards to why I'm running and the top priorities I have, first and foremost, it's imperative that the provisions of the charter are legally sound and compliant with applicable laws. While the entire charter is equally important and vital to me, the matters that rise to the top of my priority list are creating a framework of city government that ensures...
That's time, sorry.
Thank you, Ghassan. Our next candidate was supposed to be Ghassan Al-Dukarim, but he was not able to make it tonight. So our next candidate up is going to be Richard Al-Aziz.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the League of Women Voters holding this event and allowing the residents to get to meet the candidates who are running for the positions that are going to affect the outcome of the future of our city. So it's a very important role you have, and I appreciate everything you do. So I am Richard Al-Aziz. I've been in Dearborn for about 26, almost 27 years now. I've been married for the same amount of time. My wife and I, we've raised five amazing children, and they've been educated through the Dearborn Public School System, which we're very proud of. My activities in Dearborn, as far as any activism, has always kind of been surrounded around the school systems, helping and engaging in any way possible. My wife has been a president of the student association with the schools, and I've always assisted and helped in that as well. Now that my children are older and they're in college, I have five kids in college right now, thanks in part to the Dearborn Public School System, I have more time available to focus a little differently, and I think it's time for me to start giving back in a different way to the city and the residents here. And I want to bring my knowledge and experiences to the table to help in that venture. I was a former assistant corporation counsel in Wayne County, where I represented the Department of Public Services. And I gained a wealth of knowledge of the interplay of government with not only through the intersections of communities and individuals, but the interplays of statutory regulations and federal and state governments and how they function with each other. And I think that my experiences in that realm and currently as a private attorney give me an ability to address the issues of a charter from a perspective where many residents don't even understand what a charter is, where I can address those issues, help to educate the public and through our open meetings that we will have as a charter, and educate them, let them know what's happening and involve them, but also be able to put into words and document what the intentions are of the commission. So as we're working on such an important issue as our charter, I can put into words what is meant and make that a long living document rather than a temporary document. I want to instill language that makes it a document that can move forward rather than being just a temporary document. There are issues in the charter right now that are outdated, and we want to make sure that we bring it up to date. I do not come with an agenda. I want to make sure that I represent the people of Dearborn and bring a voice to the table in the best way possible.
Next, we have Elizabeth Bailey.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me here today. My name is Elizabeth Bailey, and I am a candidate for Dearborn's Charter Commission. My family comes from Dearborn. To introduce you to myself, my great-grandparents migrated from Poland. My grandparents built their lives here, worked here, grew their families here. My mom grew up here, and now I've chosen to make my home here. I started my career in nonprofit, and that really helped me learn and understand the value of community service and community connections. And it also helped me understand how to build capacity with limited resources. And that's what brought me to volunteer management, because one of the resources that you can always find in a nonprofit is volunteers, because people have such big hearts. And that brought me to volunteer management, which brought me to volunteer training, which brought me to my passion for education. I have a master's degree in education, and I'm currently a PhD candidate of education. I'm a researcher, I'm an educator, and I'm an advocate. So the next question on the list was about my qualifications. So first, I'm a researcher. And I believe that there's a universe of lessons learned, of best practices, and of possibilities that can be incorporated into Dearborn's charter. What we can do and what we can learn to do is access those. We don't need to make every mistake. We can learn from lessons from other communities. I'm also an educator, and I recognize that civic engagement, civic participation is empowered by a knowledgeable electorate. And I'm a communicator and I'm a consensus builder, because the reality is this charter must be written and approved. So as charter commissioners, we have a shared responsibility to work with each other and also work in a consistent exchange of ideas with our community. Because the reality is we shouldn't be nine people who get locked away into a room for two years and then present whatever we came up with and hope that it passes. This should be a conversation, a communication, an engagement with our communities. And then finally, the issues in the charter that are most important to me. I believe that Dearborn deserves a charter that both addresses our immediate concerns and also creates the flexibility and community connections to respond to unexpected circumstances. So my top three issues are civic engagement, transparency, and accountability. Thank you so much again for the time today. I appreciate the time and the space, and I look forward to learning more about each voter and each issue in Dearborn. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Our next candidate is Mark Dawdy.
Hello, my name is Mark Dawdy. I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Dearborn for 57 years. I've grown up here, went to Fortson and Henry Ford Community College, as well as Lawrence Institute of Technology. I am married to my wife, Diane, for 32 years. We have two children through adoption, Adam and Ashlyn, and both have since graduated the high school and moved on to in their careers. And I'm very proud of them and what they do for our community. I have served a great deal of time in the city of Dearborn. I am the president of Dearborn Baseball. It's a nonprofit. We run the baseballs and softball for ages 4 to 19U for the city of Dearborn. We are a nonprofit that partners with the rec department, and I give back to the community to teach all of the kids in this community baseball and softball, and I love doing that. I've also coached a number of teams in the city from 4-year-olds all the way up to travel baseball. I've coached volleyball for CYO, for Sacred Heart, and all that. I've done a lot of work with the Archdiocese of Detroit in the church closings and clusterings. So I've been a communicator to work with the different church groups in a consensus to get the churches to work on a reorganization plan so that they can cluster down and get into a smaller numbers. So I want to get back to the city of Dearborn, and this is what I feel is my best avenue for doing it. Not only am I giving back as a community leader for the children in the city, it's now time to get back for the adults. I feel like there's a lot of issues that need attention in the charter. Some of them, as we all know, we have fire department and police issues with employment. I'm a strong supporter of the fire department and the police. I would really like to explore all issues to keeping all of our city services strong. It's one of the things that makes Dearborn great, and what our voters have voted for is to keep a strong services in the city of Dearborn, and that's what I'm looking to do. That being said, there are changes that are needed to be done in the charter. Some of them we deal with in the mayor's office and in the city council and in the clerk's office, and what happens when there's a vacancy or if the mayor has to step down for a leave of absence. Who takes over? Is the chief of staff is in charge? When does he become in charge? If the mayor goes out of town, who's in charge. That all needs to be clarified. The city clerk's office, when there's a vacancy in the city's clerk's office, that their deputy is appointed. So it doesn't matter if it's 1 year or 3 years, the deputy is appointed to fill an act. I think that is wrong. I think that needs to be taken care of by the voters. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. Our next candidate is Laura Dudgeon.
Hi, I'm Laura Dudgeon. About 35 years ago, I chose Dearborn as a place to raise my son. I did that because I did my research and found that Dearborn is just had wonderful schools, wonderful parks, pools, recreation department, and museums. They're just made it an ideal location to raise a child. And I'm certainly glad I did. And now I'm trying to help to keep that alive, that vibrancy of Dearborn while improving it. A little bit about me. I'm a AT&T retiree. I started out as an operator. I ended up as a technician for high-speed data with fiber optic systems. I worked primarily with the Ford Motor Company and their transmissions. While I was working, I also was a union steward. I was a chief union steward. I went to school. I got a degree in an associate degree in telecommunications, and then even started into the University of Michigan engineering department. The hours conflicted with my work and my home schedule, so I didn't finish that. But being a lifelong volunteer in many organizations, I was a den mother with the Cub Scouts with my son, as well as on the PTA. I was on the board of the Dearborn Youth Association. And then after retirement, I continued to give as a volunteer. I was a pet therapy group. I was on that board. And I also was part of the BRICS program, the Dearborn Education Committee, Dearborn Schools. Even though it didn't pass, I was very proud to be part of that committee for the bonds. I'm on the board of the League of Women Voters. I'm on the board of the Dearborn Democratic Club. I'm an active member of the NAACP. I belong to the AAUW and the Dearborn Museum. Now, having said all that, I have other life experiences that all go into what would be working with a group of commissioners to create and maintain and I'm running out of time. I don't have a time to tell you. My highest priority is to build a green Dearborn.
Our next candidate is Sharon Domage.
My name is Sharon Domage. I've been a Dearborn resident since 1963. The Domage family's been around Dearborn since 1936. I've been very involved in the community my entire tenure here in Dearborn. And currently, I'm still involved in a lot of different organizations. And I serve on some boards and do a lot of volunteer work. I'm a registered nurse. I work for PACE, which is a program of all-inclusive care for low-income elderly. And right now, as a job hazard, I am sitting in Beaumont Hospital recuperating from COVID and getting out Saturday to go back home. So I'm pleased with that. I have, besides being a registered nurse, I have a degree in business. I have served on the Dearborn Board of Education and Henry Ford College for 23 years. And part of my role on that board was developing policy and making sure that we were always in compliance with state and federal laws, which is very much the same as the city charter. It's how a district, how a city operates. In reviewing the charter, I've looked back at many of the ordinances that refer to different sections of the charter, and I find that interesting. But mostly my priorities are to review and to revise as needed. There's some language that needs strengthening, and such as when an elected official needs to step down, that the language is there. It needs strengthening. I have no hidden agenda as far as serving on this committee, other than to be one of nine, to make sound decisions and to make sure that we are in compliance with state and federal law. I'm open. I'm willing to listening to what others have to say and the suggestions along the way. My goals for Dearborn is always, this is kind of like, I feel my last hurrah as far as as community, big community service. And I really like detail, and I like to pay attention to detail. And I think with my past experience on the board, with my experience in all of the activities I've been involved with for years and years, and with everything else that I've done, I think I would be a real asset to the commission. And I would like to have your vote. And I'm sorry that I sound like such a nutcase, but I'm really okay. I'm looking forward to serving. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I really hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Next up, we have candidate Hussein Hashem.
Hello, and thank you for the League of Women Voters for this opportunity. My name is Hussein Hashem. I'm a Dearborn homeowner and an active community advocate for the past 12 years. I've been involved in so many nonprofits and for-profit organizations. My motto is, you don't need a title to serve. And that's what I've been doing for the past decade or so in this community. I'm the founder and CEO of Educare Student Services. It's a learning center that's been helping hundreds of students in our community. I'm also the founder and CEO of WhatsApp Media Network, a web TV, a bilingual web TV that's providing resources and information to our residents on a local and state and national issues. And as I stated earlier, I'm a part of, I'm a board member and the chair of the scholarship committee for the Dearborn Education Foundation. And I'm also the founder of a nonprofit. It's called Educare for All. It's also providing resources and much needed services to members of our community. Through my work in education and communication, I was able to see firsthand the impact that our city government has on our children, our families, our seniors, our first responders, and our city as a whole. And when I decided to run, and through my interaction with people, I've seen the lack of communications and the lack of accessibility that we have in this city. To the extent that so many people in our city don't know what the charter do or what the charter is and how it impacts our life. So for me, it was very crucial and very important for something of that capacity and that extent that basically touch our lives on a daily basis for me to step in and basically serve within this capacity so I can give back to this community. For this position, as you guys know, it's not going to be one person decision. It's going to be one of nine. So we want to make sure that we have someone that's a team builder, that's a team player, someone that's able to work with others and come to a consensus, someone that's able to listen and work. This is something that we have to train ourselves to. And this is the kind of leadership I want to bring to this city. I have a bachelor in biochemistry and chemical biology. And I've been given so many awards from different, you know, for-profits and non-profits in this community and on a national level too. So I believe I have the qualifications in terms of education, and I have the qualification in terms of leadership and team player and team building. And I bring something different to the table. I'm someone that can unite and someone that can work with everyone and that can bring people to the table and bring results. I've had so much success with my companies, whether for-profit or non-profit, and I'm looking forward to bring that success to Dearborn so we can move our city forward. Please vote for Hussein Hashem from now until November 2nd for the City Charter Commission. And thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next candidate is Timothy Harrison.
Hello, Dearborn. So I'm not a politician. I only hope to serve our community in whatever ways I can. As a lifelong resident, I'm proud to call the city of Dearborn my home. And when my wife and I started our married life together, there was no question that Dearborn would remain our home where we wanted to raise our kids. When the economic downturn in housing happened in the city, I didn't look for a way out. I just doubled down my commitment to our community by getting involved in our neighborhood. For the past 7 years, I've been involved in the Southwestern Outer Drive Neighborhood Association, or SODA as we like to call it. And I've been president for the last 6 years. Through SODA, I've been able to bring community building events, city beautification, civic assistance to our residents. And also with SODA, I've been involved with the Healthy Dearborn Coalition as both a member of the coalition and of the steering committee. As part of Healthy Dearborn, I've been instrumental in planning, organizing, and executing programs as part of the Healthy Environments Action Team. These include the Open Streets event that happened in 2019 in Dearborn South End neighborhood, and our current Dearborn Healthy Streets pilot program, as well as supporting the creation and promotion of the new City of Dearborn Multimodal Plan. Additionally, I've helped with the Downtown Development Authority on their projects, including the Bike Share Committee, and I continue in that role as we seek out vendors for a new bike share system for our city. During the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, as a way to try to connect community in outdoor activity, I formed a new group, Dearborn Biking Crew, to help promote active lifestyle through community bike rides and supporting area businesses, and I'm still growing that group. Whether it be as the president of SODA, as an active member of the Healthy Dearborn Coalition, as an Eagle Scout and former Scout leader, or just building community through biking, my only goal has ever been to make Dearborn the best it can be for my family and for everyone else. And I hope as a member of the Charter Commission, I can continue that goal. Reviewing the city charter is an important task, and making sure that it reflects how our residents want our city to work. I don't believe that making wholesale changes for change's sake is necessary or wise, but if there are a few areas that I feel are most important, I believe that we should be making sure that that Dearborn continues to have a strong support for our first responders. Dearborn has been a safe community for my family to grow in, and we want to ensure that it continues to be for all our residents into the future. I also believe that the city should have a strong commitment to our neighborhoods. There are several active neighborhood associations in the city, but many areas are underserved, and the city should have an active participation in the current neighborhood organizations, as well as help foster the creation of new ones where residents would benefit from it. I believe the Charter Commission is not about what I believe should be in the charter, but should be about what the city wants. I appreciate your vote, and thank you very, very much.
Our next candidate will be Cheryl Hawkins.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Hawkins. I'm a Dearborn resident for the past 35 plus years. My husband and I raised our sons here, and they both currently work here in the city. I recently retired from Schoolcraft College as their vice president and chief academic officer. I have a bachelor's degree and master's degree in occupational therapy and a PhD in education. I consider myself a lifelong learner. Presently, I also serve on the board of directors for Development Centers, which is a community-based mental health agency in Wayne County, and I'm also their board chair. At this time, I find myself enjoying reading, but also I love the time with my grandchildren. So what are the qualities that I feel I have that will help the Charter Commission? My work experience and life experiences have really played a major role in this. I think I'm knowledgeable in labor relations, institutional research, institutional accreditation, and review assessment, project management, time management. I'm also a collaborator, a listener, and I'm a team player. If you were to talk to some of my colleagues, they would tell you that I'm ethical, loyal, and I'm willing to roll up my sleeves and do what has to be done to get the job done. But I'm also very sensitive to timelines. For my DC work, we have fiscal oversight, we have governance activities, bylaws, policy development, and procedures. I am also a concerned citizen, or resident of Dearborn, and I want to be an advocate for all Dearborn residents. I have no hidden agendas. I have no hidden motives. I just want to be a person who can be a voice for those who aren't sitting at the table. I believe that the commissioners need to take a look at the entire document. I agree, not everything is to be revised, but there may be some tweaks to it. But we need to gather information. We need to talk about it, dialogue about it, discuss and propose if it's warranted. And I do understand the responsibilities of the charter. We are not throwing the charter out. We are taking a close look at it. In those areas that we feel need attention, we need to then make some proposals. So what are my priorities if I was to be elected here? I want Dearborn to continue to grow and to succeed as a fiscally sound city, a city where individuals and businesses want to move to and where they will thrive. My husband, my son, and my other son both have given back to this city. They're my inspiration for wanting to get involved. I believe that we have a lot that we can do. I'm willing to be to do the hard work for the particular group, but I also want to focus.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Our next candidate is Jamil Kuja.
Good evening. My name is Jamil Kuja. I grew up in the city of Dearborn, and I've called it home for most of my life. I'm a product of the Dearborn Public Schools. I'm married to Amina Elder, who is a teacher for Dearborn Public Schools, where our four children have attended. I'm committed to this city, and I want to see it thrive. I received a bachelor's degree in political science from the University of Michigan, Dearborn. I then attended Thomas Cooley Law School on an honors scholarship and earned my law degree with honors, and have been a practicing attorney for the last 13 years. I spent 5 years as an assistant prosecuting attorney for Wayne County, handling violent felonies committed, some in Dearborn, but throughout Wayne County. I then started my law firm here in the city in 2013, and much of my time is spent litigating cases in our state and federal courts. I believe that my skills as an attorney, while it's not required to be an attorney, would be beneficial to the Charter Commission and ensuring that we draft a charter that is consistent with both state and federal laws. My goal is to seek compromise with the other commissioners and end up drafting a charter that will gain the approval of Dearborn voters. I hope our new charter will empower our residents by facilitating fair representation. And I want to see a charter that has a strong system of checks and balances and clearly outlines the powers and the limitations of our elected officials. And those are the reasons why I decided to run for Charter Commission. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jamil. Our next candidate is going to be Kimberly Ishmael.
My name is Kimberly Ishmael, and I am a lifelong resident of Dearborn. My entire professional career has been predicated on hard work, from beginning a business career with Ford Motor Company to then transitioning to the educational sector, where I now have been working as a secretary slash office manager for about 15 years. I have a 17-year-old son who's attending Henry Ford College for his first year. And we have a little puppy named Miss Molly. I consider myself an avid volunteer. I spend a lot of my free time volunteering and helping those who are less fortunate. I have experience, and I believe that my continued support of community initiatives qualifies me as a candidate to serve on the charter. I have been out in the community for many years and know the issues that matter to our residents. I love this community, and I feel that I would be honored to be part of the team that moves this city forward and into the next decade, being on the charter. But most of all, I will uphold the values and be an advocate, a voice for all of our residents. Some of my priorities would be civic engagement and transparency, reviewing the city's board of ethics, reviewing the powers of the city, the mayor's office, council's office, exploring new processes of appointed officers, and reviewing and exploring election laws, to name a few. I really am a team player, and I would greatly, greatly love the fact that allowing our residents to be part of the process and coming up with what's best for our city in terms of coming up with a new charter, reviewing all of the necessary items that we need to review would be an honor. So thank you so much.
Our next candidate will be Michael Kuntz.
Good evening. My name is Michael Kuntz, and I'm running for Charter Commission for the City of Dearborn. I've been a Dearborn resident for almost 20 years, moving here in 2000, where I got a job with Ford Motor Company as a video editor. I currently own my own business, Visual Ronin Media, a media and event production company based here in Dearborn, and I service clients all across the country, as well as here in Dearborn. I'm also a freelance photographer, video producer, and photojournalist. You've probably seen me around the city. I do freelance work for the city, Dearborn Public Schools, different organizations around here, and for the Press and Guide and News Herald. I've been seen all over the place, fortunately or unfortunately. I also am a board member of the Dearborn Education Foundation. I am an active member of the Dearborn Area Business Builders and the Southern Wayne Regional Chamber as well. Oh, great. I try to control as much as I can around here, and the cat jumps up. We'll ignore her for a moment here. All right. I believe the most important issue facing Dearborn right now should be in addressing a consensus of input from residents to establish a process of accessible, inclusive, convenient, and educational resources for all client all resident participation. My job as a member of the Charter Commission will be to consider all sides of any suggested changes and sift the discussion to reach a mutual conclusion. My priority is to represent the citizens and small businesses of Dearborn. It's become clear to me as I ran that some people are a little bit more persuaded by PACs or special interest groups, and I don't feel that way. I want to represent the citizens and the people of Dearborn. That is what we want to do with the charter. The charter needs to be amended. It hasn't been updated in almost a decade, and with changes going on in government and business in Dearborn, there is an opportunity here to look at the charter and to review it and to amend it to move our city forward. There are certain ordinances that outline the charter which are outdated, and there are certain ordinances in the charter we need to revise and maybe revisit. Another issue of mine for the charter is the open meetings law. It has been brought to my attention by colleagues in the city that our elected officials may have been violating the open meetings law. That's a serious charge. I understand that. The charter doesn't exactly address that, which is why it hasn't gone very far yet. But it does mention open meetings law, but doesn't tell how we should interpret it and how we should apply it to our elected officials. We, as charter commissioners, need to look at that, evaluate it, and move it forward and figure out what we need to do. That also opens up the grounds for transparency. We need to establish a stronger transparency with our city government. Their charter helps us with that. There are lots of other things in the charter as well, but I'm going to hold off and take questions and answers maybe later. Again, my name is Michael Kuntz, and I'm running for city charter.
Thank you so much, Michael. Our next candidate will be Jim O'Connor.
Hello, my name is Jim O'Connor. I'm running for charter commissioner. I've lived in Dearborn most of my life. Moved here with my family when I started third grade. Was the youngest of five. I've had my five children raised in Dearborn. I graduated from Dearborn Public Schools, attended Henry Ford Community College, received an associate's degree, and also attended U of M Dearborn and received a bachelor's degree. I'm married, second marriage. My wife's name is Suzanne Wancha. We are both retired. She is a retired school teacher. Most of her career was at Maples School in East Dearborn. And I am retired from the city of Dearborn. I retired as the city's finance director and treasurer. I had over 26 years of service at the city. I believe my time living in Dearborn and participating in Dearborn activities with my family and my career for the city of Dearborn uniquely qualifies me for this position, of which there really is no qualifications other than getting the highest number of votes, or at least end up in the top nine. As it relates to why I'm running because my family is here. And, you know, I love the city. I've lived in the city And I plan to continue to live in the city, and my family is still living in the city and intends to live here. So I want the best for the community. As it relates to priority issues, I don't necessarily have specific priority charter items that I want to see come out one way or another. I'm more interested in the process. If people have not read the city charter, have not seen the city charter, I encourage everyone to go to the City of Dearborn's website and search for the city charter and review it. There is a lot of the city charter that is probably, standard. However, there are very many important things in the city of charter about the separations of government and how our government works, as well as the tax rate and things of that nature. I am very interested in an open process that solicits input from the mayor, the city council, the departments in the city, as well as from the public, and then taking all of that information and having a full debate and understanding what the changes are that are proposed, again, both sides, and then seeking a fair resolution.
That's time.
Thank you so much, Jim. Our next candidate is going to be Glenn O'Cray.
Hi. There are some threads that run through my life. I attended Sacred Heart Elementary and High School at Sacred Heart. My parents had instilled in me the value of education. I got my bachelor's degree from the University of Detroit and my master's from the University of Minnesota. I got married. I began law school at night. And then after 2 years, I discovered I had to make a choice, either to stay in law school or to stay married. And I chose my wife. And we've been married for 55 joyous years. I spent all my professional career in education. I served as director of financial aid and then as an adjunct instructor at Henry Ford College. One of the things that I learned at Sacred Heart, at the University of Detroit, and from my home is the value of service. I have served the community in these capacities. I was the chair of the Dearborn Historical Commission. I'm an officer of the Museum Guild of Dearborn. I'm an officer of the Morley Area Residents Association. I'm a co-founder of the Arsenal Riverbend Research Group. I'm a parishioner and lector at Sacred Heart Parish. I'm a member of the committee to promote the better understanding of Islam. I'm the editor or the co-editor of 6 books on Dearborn residents and their homes. I'm a co-editor of the book, Building America, Immigrant Stories of Hope and Hardship. I'm a former trustee of the Dearborn Democratic Club. I'm a commentator for the program Through the Arsenal Gates. And perhaps most important of all, my wife and I are custodians of a little library. One of the great experiences that we've had in our life is bringing in exchange students into our home. We had one from Germany, one from Finland, and one from Japan. And the experience taught us the need to respect other cultures. And I think I've brought that into just about everything I've been involved in recent years. I believe that I have these qualities that I would bring to the commission: honesty, integrity, inclusiveness, openness to new ideas, the ability to negotiate with people whose perspectives are different from my own, and experience in dealing with complex documents. These are my concerns. The need for unity.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Our next candidate is going to be Mansoor Sharha.
Thank you, team. I appreciate the opportunity. Glad to be here. My name is Mansoor Sharha. I am a Dearborn lifelong resident for more than 17 years, happily married with 4 children, My oldest goes to University of Michigan. From an academic perspective, I graduated from University of Pittsburgh with a Master's of Science in Telecommunication and Networking. Currently finishing my PhD in Information Technology. I'm at the last stage, literally the last two chapters of the dissertation. So hopefully graduating by end of December this year. I'm an adjunct professor of Eastern Michigan University, a senior IT consultant for Chrysler, Ford Motor Company, and now Dell and NTT Data Services. I am a Dearborn Public Library Commissioner, a technical contributor for the Dearborn Public School. I serve as a mentor for the AAYSB. I'm also the vice president for one of the local nonprofit organization and a board member for one of the local private schools. I have served in multiple committees at my academic and professional experience. Lastly, I served at the President Advisory Council for Capella University, where I also teach, similarly to other universities. Locally at the community, I work closely with multiple initiatives to improve equality, transparency, and honesty with all the services that we do. That makes me a qualified candidate for the role, and also me knowing what Dearborn residents are concerning, it really brings me up to the Charter Commission. My top priorities, one would be to ensure a balance of power between the executive and the legislative branches, specifically the mayors and the city council members, analyze election guidelines. There is a lot of work to do there. Also, really, we need to make sure that we evaluate sections within the charter that pertains to taxation, finance, budgeting, and assessments. We need to review also the role of the legal team within the city. I would look into analyzing the HR overall process and the bidding process. Again, the charter does not happen at every election. The charter revision happens every 12 to 15 years, which is a long time for our city to improve the services. And if we look at the latest census data, our city has grown from 93,000 residents to 109, which really brings a golden opportunity for us as commissioners, if elected, to really revise the services that we have within our city. Also, top of my priorities to also review and improve the city infrastructure guidelines. As an IT professional, I really wanted to make sure that we solve the infrastructure and project guidelines within the city. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mansoor. We'd like to close by making a statement that we had four candidates, additional candidates that were not able to be here tonight that will be present on the ballot. That would be Sam Hamadi, Fatma Saad, L. Gail Walls, and Jacqueline Zaiden. More information on all the November 2nd candidates and the ballot proposal can be found at vote411.org. Please remember to vote. Have an awesome day.
That's all we have time for on the WHFR Journal today. My name's Alan Mazurek. Thanks for being with us. Have a great week. Make sure you get